Tuesday. She has littered the whole estate with execrable names and offensive signs. This way to the Whirlpool. This way to Goat Island. Cave of the Winds this way. She says, this park would make a tidy summer resort if there was any custom for it. Summer resort? Another invention of hers. Just words without any meaning. What is a summer resort? But it's best not to ask her. She has such a rage for explaining. Friday. She's taken to beseeching me to stop going over the falls. What harm does it do? Says it makes her shudder. I wonder why. I've always done it. Always liked the plunge and the excitement and the coolness. I supposed it was what the falls were for. They have no other use that I can see, and they must have been made for something. She says they were only made for scenery, like the rhinoceros and the mastodon. I went over the falls in a barrel. Not satisfactory to her. Went over in a tub. Still not satisfactory. Swam the whirlpool and the rapids in a fig-leaf suit. It got much damaged. Hence tedious complaints about my extravagance. I am too much hampered here. What I need is a change of scene. Saturday. I escaped last Tuesday night, and traveled 2 days, and built me another shelter, in a secluded place, and obliterated my tracks as well as I could. But she hunted me out by means of a beast which she has tamed and calls a wolf, and came making that pitiful noise again, and shedding that water out of the places she looks with. I was obliged to return with her, but will presently emigrate again when occasion offers. She engages herself in many foolish things, among others trying to study out why the animals called lions and tigers live on grass and flowers, when, as she says, the sort of teeth they wear would indicate that they were intended to eat each other. This is foolish, because to do that would be to kill each other, and that would introduce what, as I understand it, is called death. And death, as I've been told, has not yet entered the park, which is a pity on some accounts. Sunday. Pulled through. Monday. I believe I see what the week is for. It is to give time to rest up from the weariness of Sunday. It seems a good idea. She's been climbing that tree again. Clotted her out of it. She said nobody was looking. Seems to consider that a sufficient justification for chancing any dangerous thing. Told her that. The word justification moved her admiration, and envy, too. I thought, it is a good word. Thursday. She told me she was made out of a rib taken from my body. This is at least doubtful, if not more than that. I have not missed any rib. She's in much trouble about the buzzard. Says grass does not agree with it, is afraid she can't raise it, thinks it was intended to live on decayed flesh. The buzzard must get along the best it can with what is provided. We cannot overturn the whole scheme to accommodate the buzzard. Saturday. She fell in the pond yesterday when she was looking at herself in it, which she is always doing. She nearly strangled and said it was most uncomfortable. This made her sorry for the creatures which live in there, which she calls fish, for she continues to fasten names onto things that don't need them and don't come when they are called by them, which is a matter of no consequence to her, as she is such a numbskull anyway. So she got a lot of them out and brought them in last night and put them on my bed to keep warm. But I have noticed them now and then all day, and I don't see that they are any happier there than they were before, only quieter. When night comes, I shall throw them outdoors. I will not sleep with them again, for I find them clammy and unpleasant to lie among when a person hasn't anything on. Sunday. Pulled through. Tuesday. She's taken up with a snake now. The other animals are glad, for she was always experimenting with them and bothering them, and I am glad because the snake talks, and this enables me to get a rest. Friday. She says the snake advises her to try the fruit of that tree, and says the result will be a great and fine and noble education. I told her there would be another result, too. It would introduce death into the world. That was a mistake. It had been better to keep the remark to myself. It only gave her an idea. She could save the sick buzzard and furnish fresh meat to the despondent lions and tigers. I advised her to keep away from the tree. She said she wouldn't. I foresee trouble. We'll emigrate.